So tell me about your devotional talk.
Well, the devotional talk is called Why Not Ask? And it is about spiritual gifts.
So what inspired you to speak on spiritual gifts?
The fact that they are very rarely touched on, and they are very important in our lives. I kind of see this talk a little bit as a sequel, a second installment to a conference talk I gave 2 years ago, What Lack I Yet, where I encouraged people to go to the Lord and ask, what lack I yet? What do I need to improve on? Over that period of time, I've received a lot of communication from people and others who have said that they've done that. But really, the next step is then to take the identification of that weakness, of that that need to improve, and then go to the Lord amongst our own, in addition to our own efforts, and ask for spiritual gifts that can help us accomplish that task of improving.
So why do you feel that it's so important to ask for specific gifts and for those spiritual gifts?
The more specific our prayers are, the more specific the answers. And I think that's the reason for, I think the Lord sort of expects us to identify our needs. There are a couple of quotes in there which point that out, that we are, it's really our duty to ask for those gifts that will help us improve. And so that's kind of why, that's why I identified that and why I wanted to make that a subject of instruction to a college audience who are moving forward with their life and trying to improve themselves.
So the scriptures teach us that we're all blessed with many different gifts, but what would you say to someone who might struggle to find their specific spiritual gift?
Read their patriarchal blessing. That's always a good first start. Sit back and ponder and just consider themselves. Even ask some of their closer friends, what strengths do I have? What are my gifts? Pray to the Lord for identification of those. I think many of us have gifts that we don't even realize that that's what they are. They're gifts from God, and that they can, that being aware of what they are can help us also be aware of what we lack and what we need to work on.
Would you mind sharing maybe a spiritual gift that you've noticed in yourself and maybe how you realized that you'd been blessed with that?
Yes. One of my spiritual gifts, I think, is that I have been blessed, and this is interesting because it's no act of my own, but I think that I have been blessed to be able to know people, remember names, remember connections. It's very rare that I get caught off guard by somebody coming up and saying, remember this or that. I usually can picture that. And I've it's always been that way, even as a youth. I never really thought about it much, but it seemed to happen. And I look at it now and see with what's happened to me in my current calling and whatnot, it's been a real blessing. And it helped me to touch, I think, many people and to remind them of their value and their worth, that kind of thing.
Now, in the scriptures, we learn about the spiritual gifts that we have. We also learn that we should share these gifts and these talents that we have. We shouldn't hide them. But sometimes it's difficult to find kind of a balance between sharing and showing these gifts that we have, but then also being prideful and trying to stay humble. How can we find a balance between those two things?
Well, I think it's important to realize that we have talents and we also have spiritual gifts. And spiritual gifts are given to us for the building of the kingdom, for the benefit of the children of God. And once we have them, and we recognize that purpose for them, then we'll go forward and we will use them to help build the kingdom and do the things that we can to help the church grow and to build up his children. If there's any kind of pride involved, if we're looking at these to make ourselves look better, then that will, there will usually be a fall, and it's probably not, we probably haven't received a spiritual gift to do that, and it will be it will not work out in that way. We'll be thwarted somehow.
I had the chance to read through your talk,
mm-hmm.
and in your talk you mention many different examples from the scriptures of people who had these spiritual gifts and how they demonstrated them. For you, who's one of the biggest examples, or what's one of the biggest examples of someone having and using a spiritual gift?
I love the story that is told about Wilford Woodruff and his feeling since the minute he joined the church that it was somehow he had a responsibility to record the words of the prophet Joseph Smith, and how, although he had never had any kind of a super memory or anything like that, because of that great desire and a need to help the church to grow both then and now, he was blessed that he would be able to sit there and listen to Joseph, and in some cases he would write like crazy to record it all. In other cases, when he didn't even have paper, he would just go home and write it from memory. And as he points out, that after he had written it down, then he lost it. Couldn't remember it anymore. But when you think about that, much of what we know about Joseph comes from those extensive records, those notes that Wilford Woodruff took.
Well, I think that's all the time that we have, but is there anything else that you'd like to mention about your devotional talk at all?
Well, only that, you know, I'm excited to be able to speak to the students here. This is a good time of life for everyone to be looking at themselves and their eternal view. What do I want to be? What do I want to make of myself? I find that students want to improve. They want to progress. That was one of the things that really attracted me to the church as an investigator originally. And I think that this is the natural next step to asking, what lack I yet? To identify a need and to ask for spiritual gifts to help me improve on those things that I am weak in. And I hope all the students can be guided and taught by the Holy Ghost during the course of this talk as they're listening. What are those needs that I have? What is that spiritual gift that I possess? What is that spiritual gift that I next need to try to accomplish and achieve and receive? And that the first step is to go to the Lord and just pray for it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're most welcome.